subject to some ass-kicking shiznit. From Nullsoft Shoutcast.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyamba Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
I, Betty, do not meet the flammability requirements of the California Bureau of Household Goods and Services Technical Bulletin 117-2013. Care should be exercised around me with open flame or burning cigarettes. I may contain chemicals known to the state of California to cause cancer, baldness, erectile dysfunction, constipation, and or diarrhea, lightheadedness, problems sleeping, problems urinating, problems seeing, problems hearing. Oh hell, I am just going to give you a lot of problems. Now time for the show.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
I'm choking to death here after taking a hit. Hey everyone, this is Anthony live in Tampa, Studio A.
And hey everybody, this is Joe live in Chicago, Studio B.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 227 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, July 5th, 2021. We are proud to be carried by Shyamba Radio. Go visit them at www.chiampa.org or visit them on facebook.com/Shyamba Radio. The Joe and Anthony Show can be found and listened to on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and on Shyamba Radio. Visit www.chiampa.org. Go to the menu, click Programming, then clicky-clicky The Joe and Anthony Show.
Clicky-clicky.
Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit us on the web. However you listen, we appreciate your listenership. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Well, thank you so much, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
So what do we got going on in the TP segment?
I don't know. That's a good question. Let's take a look.
I'm drinking wine, by the way.
Are you drinking wine?
Yes, it's a Cabernet Franc.
I am.
Cabernet Franc.
I'm drinking beer.
You're drinking beer.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just drinking beer.
What kind of beer?
Beer, water. I've got a thing of Swedish fish here. I like Swedish fish once in a while.
Swedish fish.
Yeah, Swedish fish. And some Ritz crackers for some, you know, salty, crunchy things for later on. Not a big spread, you know, just a little bit of stuff. Because, you know, even though you're just going to, you know, you're going to snack. You're going to snack during these moments regardless.
Right.
It's just going to happen.
We love to snack. I just typed that in the chat room.
There you go.
You can meet us over at Shyamba.
Could you turn your mic up a little bit? I think you're a little on
Turning
the. You're a little in the
my
lead.
Mic up a little bit.
Okay, that's good. I like that.
You like that? Okay. We love to snack, folks. If you didn't know this,
well, you know, there's reasons why you know we do that.
Well, beyond that, though, we just like to beyond. But anyways, so what's going on with this hurricane or hurricane?
Hurricane or hurricane? I don't know at this time. You know, right now, you know, Elsa is, I think it's back down to a tropical storm. It was a tropical storm, then it was a hurricane. It hit Cuba, then it became a tropical storm again. So it looks like we're gonna get affected by it. The conditions, though, in the Gulf aren't right for it to really pick up much steam. The water temperature is warm. The air temperature is warm. So you're not going to get those opposing forces that get the hurricane spinning, you know?
Yes.
I mean, that's why we have so many hurricanes later in the season. Because, you know, I think the water temperature drops like 20 degrees in, like, October. And then that causes a lot more of our hurricanes to form in the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, it's kind of, I've learned that living here over the years. It's quite interesting, actually. I have a four-legged studio guest. I don't know where the four-legged studio guest is, but there is a four-legged studio guest.
We have a studio guest, four-legged, and does the studio guest have a name?
Kitty. It's a Chihuahua, but I call it Kitty. It works easier that way. It's been responding. If it hears you through the headphones, then that means I need to turn these things down because then I'm in risk for tinnitus. Yeah, but the kitty is the kitty goes home on Thursday, and that's a good thing. It's okay. It's okay. I don't dislike the kitty. The kitty stares at me a lot. The kitty stares at me a lot, and it makes me uncomfortable.
Okay.
The kitty also kind of makes my allergies a little irritable. Normally, I'm not allergic to dogs, but I haven't had an animal in my house for a long time. It's been years.
That's true.
Now I'm kind of used to not being around all that dander, and it's like, and she sheds. I mean, there's dog hair everywhere. It's fine. I'll vacuum. And hopefully my allergies will improve. But
yeah. I feel like there's red light situations going on in the studios over there. I saw something flashing for a moment.
Uh-oh. I got a flashing red light?
Yeah.
Where did it flash?
Oh, like just now. It just sort of flashed.
Are you talking about the printer in the background?
No, it was like it cast a red glow on the wall and everything. No, not that, no.
Well, I have a red lamp over here. So, I think it, like, makes shadows, but it's...
Yeah, from time to time, the shadows get very bright, and then they cut out.
It's probably the video compression. Yeah, probably.
It's weird. Anyways, so...
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that your new job is going well.
Yeah, I'm actually quite enjoying it. I'm actually doing a little bit more of what I want to do, and which has been great. Everyone's been nice, and it actually hasn't been hard to adjust for the most part. You know, because when you go on to a new organization, they do things their way, and sometimes it could be a hard adjustment. And it's been relatively easy. There's a little more paperwork involved than I'm usually a fan of, but you know, we'll get used to it, and then we'll see where we can streamline.
Yay, streamline is good.
So what about you, Joe? How's your thing going?
It's been beautiful, hot, and muggy. We had a nice hot and muggy Independence Day in Chicago.
Sounds like Florida.
And my purchase of the 36-bottle wine rack was approved, and it is installed.
Oh, sweet. Awesome.
So,
are you going to share us pictures of this? Are we going to get pictures?
Yes. We'll share pictures of this in the near future.
Okay, fantastic. That sounds great.
So, do we have any voicemails?
No, it does not look like we have any voicemails. Should we have had voicemails?
One day we will have voicemails.
I don't.
Our chat room is open, though, for you at chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org. And our phone lines are ready, too.
Old messages. Press 2 to change folders. Press 3 for advanced options.
Old message.
Press 0
trying to
for
press
mailbox
1, but it's
options.
Not working.
Press star for
press
help or pound to exit. First message.
Hey, I want to talk to the manager.
All right. That was Ezel.
You know
that
what? I want my money back.
Oh, well, Ezel, you ain't getting no money back.
What the hell is going on?
Oh, boy.
All right.
Which folder should I save this message to? Message. One. Save two. Old.
There we go.
Messages.
So no, we have no messages. We have no messages.
Okay.
We've gone the long way around the block to determine that we have no messages.
Well, and our phone lines are ready for you at 813-327-8566. But now, it's time for Anthony's Weed Corner.
Yes. All right. So let's see what we got here. Okay. Our first weed story comes from High Times. This is by Thomas Edward. On Thursday, last Thursday, Robert Franklin was released from Moberly Correctional Center located in Randolph County, Missouri, after serving 11 of a 22-year sentence.
Wow.
In May, Franklin's sentence was officially commuted by the governor, Mike Parsons. In April, the Riverfront Times profiled Franklin, detailing how he tossed a one-pound brick of marijuana out his SUV window when two Missouri Highway Patrol troopers pursuing close behind back in February of 2007. It took a while, though. I mean, he was this. Yeah. It took a few years for this to go through. I mean, in May, they determined that he was commuted in May, and he was released on Thursday.
Wow.
Just right before July, so it took a freaking month to at least do that.
Commuted, but commuted mean your conviction still stands?
I believe you're overturned. I don't know.
So the conviction goes away.
I believe
that's,
so.
That's a good thing.
Let's see. Commuted.
Are we doing a Google search?
Yes. A reduction of sentence to a lesser period of time. Oh, okay, so it's not quite a pardon deletes a conviction. A commuting is. So basically, it was time served. It was changed to time served.
Got it. So they basically let him out quicker.
Yeah, so it doesn't seem. Yeah. So it was most likely his record was not expunged. Unless. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to say. The article says that it was commuted, which would obviously say that. You know, that he's just been let out time served.
Yeah.
Okay, it was not Parsons who was also slow to get clemency to marijuana offenders. Before Franklin, it had been 6 years since a Missouri governor commuted a pot-related sentence. All right, and the next thing. You know, we got these wildfires going in California.
Yeah.
Also, Thomas Edwards from High Times. Thank you very much, Thomas Edwards from High Times. We appreciate your journalistic talent. An ever-expanding threat of wildfires is affecting a significant network of California cannabis farms, causing a tumultuous situation in the northern part of the state, as well as concern for some cannabis farmers about their crops. The lava fire has swelled to more than 17,000 acres in Northern California as of Wednesday. Compounding matters include the summer weather in California, where strong winds, hot and dry conditions have exacerbated the situation. Local cannabis farmers near the town of Weed have accused local authorities and fire agencies of letting the lava fire burn through their properties in the Mount Shasta Vista subdivision on Monday without bothering to try to put it out, according to the Sacramento Bee. The newspaper reported on Wednesday, however, that the authorities have disputed the charges and said that the marijuana farmers blocked the roads, threw rocks, and forced California fire crews to retreat from the scene. And that's it for your Weed Corner. Joe, back to you.
Okay, it's time for our word of the show. Are you ready, Anthony?
Sure, why not?
Today's word is quondam. And quondam means that once was or former. Like, look how quondam Roger is compared to poopy Roger in the past. Anyway, the more you know, only at the Joe and Anthony Show. Okay, Roger, I know you gotta talk, because you've been tugging at me. Let's go. Come on.
Oh, bloody hell, it's me, Roger. Anyway, if you didn't know it, and if you did, well, don't get your bikinis in a bunch.
We didn't have to
this
take
is the National
Roger,
Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today.
So.
Anyway, the date I am speaking of is July 5th, 2021, and it is oh boy, it's National Apple Turnover Day, National Hawaii Day, National Workaholics Day, National Bikini Day, and what you've really been waiting for, woohoo, it's National Graham Cracker Day Day.
Ooh, Graham Cracker
wow.
Day.
Wow. Well, Joe is going to pull real hard on a fake fancy lever that causes our Anthony to push a button that hopefully will dispense Graham crackers all day long. Anyway,
God,
let that spinning wheel roll, Anthony. I think. No. Yes.
You know, Roger, you're not going to clean up all those graham crackers.
No, of course he's not. He never does.
You're supposed to be the janitor, but fuck that. You're something else.
I don't know what happened. I can't get it ever. Yeah, no. We need a better HR generalist. And that
he carries the paper, though. If I ask him to bring paper to Xerox machine A, he does that fine.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm glad that we've spent so much for something that can carry paper to the copy machine. That's wonderful. So, we don't necessarily have to spin the wheel yet. We still got a minute until Roger's National Day, you know. So,
yeah, you know. And the wheel is just sitting over here all greased up and ready to go.
I'm not asking what you grease the wheel up with this time.
Cree or whatever. Brie or something.
Brie,
I don't know.
Brie.
Gee, there you go. That's it.
There you go. Gee. So the kitty has not made its way into the studio, surprisingly.
That's interesting. The door
is actually wide open. So, I mean,
you know, the kitty's like, "Oh, man, I can sleep all day. I don't have to do nothing."
Jesus.
Poop wherever I want.
Clearly, yeah, right. We don't want that, really. We don't want that. I really appreciate that. I don't want the dog to poop all over the place. I mean, you know, it is. I do try to keep the studio somewhat clean around here. Somewhat.
You know, it would be good to have. Don't they have devices where they can shock the dog from pooping in places?
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's plenty of devices out there that I could buy to shock the dog. But I have the dog for like another 2 days, and it's fine. By the time any device arrived, the dog would be gone. So Amazon Prime, I would maybe get it tomorrow so I could utilize it for a day.
You might have to utilize it again in the near future. You never know.
Near future. God, I hope not. I'm hoping this is like a once in a lifetime experience. I'm sorry, I'm not a fan of dog sitting. I really am not.
You could use it on a person.
All right, we already did Roger's National Day. Okay, so let's see. We got 2.5 minutes to your news. That means we can go ahead and spin the wheel.
I'm spinning a fake fancy wheel over here, people.
Let me go ahead and find the wheel cart. Hold on, where's the next?
Finding the wheel cart, folks.
Mr. Thomas had taken his muffins to America.
Nope.
Ooh.
No. What is it? Oh, here we go. There you go.
Ooh. The insurance company.
It's the
wheel.
Insurance company wheel. Our premiums are sky high. With this, yeah, okay, exactly. So, let's see. Click here for a random news winner. All right, let's click the link and see what happens. Tonight,
random news winner.
Random news render. I don't know why this is not so. It's a random. Tonight's random story comes from the smoking gun and tells us the story of someone else's smoking gun. Shaft, 30, was arrested last May for driving with a suspended or revoked license and was booked into the Orange County Jail on misdemeanor count. Shaft, and this is in quotes, an Orlando resident was familiar with the lockup procedures from his 20-plus prior convictions for offenses like domestic assault, battery, possession of a controlled substance, delivery of cocaine, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, false imprisonment, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Sounds like a pretty awesome dude. During the jail intake process, Shaft was subject to a strip search during which a correctional officer reported finding four crystal rocks, white in color, inside the foreskin of Mr. Shaft's shaft.
My.
Yes. Subsequent field test of the rocks tested positive for methamphetamine. Shaft was charged with possession of meth and introducing contraband into a penal institution using his penile. Both felonies. Hold on. He spent 8 days in custody before posting $2,000 bond. Shaft is back behind bars following his arrest yesterday on cocaine possession and resisting charges. Records show. So, okay. Well, Shaft was done, but Shaft is back. So, Shaft is Shaft. And I think that's that for Shaft. Who's got Shaft? He's got Shaft. He's got Crack in his Shaft. Crack in your Shaft. That's a great show title. All right.
Crack in your Shaft.
Crack in your Shaft. All right, Betty. Back to you.
Hi, Betty here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Yay, my digital diodes are happily fluttered for no good reason. And why the fuck is my voice all fucked up? Joe, you better fix this. Anyway.
Yeah, you go, Betty.
That's better. Anyway, go, be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John Dubose and the Inept Super Villains podcast and the many other fine shows we carry on Shyamba Radio. Be sure to visit Shyamba.org for our complete broadcast schedule and much, much more. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, gee, Betty, thank you so much.
You got it, Joe.
All right. Well, before we get to my fabulous news, because it's always fabulous. Yeah. it's time for your Shaft of Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly sunny and 90 degrees. The dew point is 67, giving us a heat index of 93. The humidity is at 47%, and winds are howling out of the west at 18 miles per hour. But for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms after 2 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low around 75. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 92. Wednesday, a slight chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 81. Thursday, partly sunny with a whopping low, dipping low down to the 70-degree mark. Wow. Friday, a slight chance of 70 degrees.
Oh, geez. I'd cut a bitch for 70-degree weather right now.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's going from, like, this hot to just, like, this nice, chilled 70 degrees. And I'm taking it. On Friday, a slight chance of showers after 1 p.m., mostly sunny, with a high near 75. And for the weekend, maybe a little rain this weekend, with highs near 78. And that's it for my weather. And now, Anthony, for the news.
And now, for the news!
So, Anthony, what's the craziest way you've ever tried to wrap up your spouse with something over and over and over again?
Wait, you mean like a bondage thing?
Sure.
I think duct tape.
Duct tape. Okay.
Duct tape. Yeah, duct tape.
Well, just recently, according to UPI, an Idaho man recaptured a Guinness World Record by covering his wife's body in plastic wrap in only 1 minute and 2.44 seconds.
I've heard of people doing that.
Broken more than 150 Guinness records to promote STEM education. Originally set the record in 2019 when he covered his wife, Jennifer, in plastic wrap in 1 minute and 57 seconds. Huh. The couple's record was taken by another pair who managed the feat in 1 minute 29 seconds. David said it took 9 rolls worth of plastic wrap to practice for their latest attempt, and the couple managed to refine their technique to accomplish the feat in 1 minute 2.44 seconds.
Wow.
David said the challenges for the record include ensuring there are no gaps in the wrapping job, by the way, a friendly reminder, the Joe and Anthony Show assumes no liability for any of you who try this stunt at home and suffocate your...
We don't even recommend you try this at home. You should not try this at all. Don't do this. Don't do this.
And ensuring that each arm and leg is individually wrapped.
Okay.
Wow. Leave it to the Joe and Anthony Show for great fun news.
Huh. Wow. I wonder if that... Does that include, like, other appendages? You know, I mean, she's a lady, so she doesn't have, like, external appendages. But, like, if she wrapped him, would she have to wrap, like, would she have to wrap all that up? Or could she just go over it with the saran wrap, you know?
Yeah,
all right, we'll move on.
Yeah. Wow, boy, howdy.
Wow.
But as you will see, this mistaken deposit of $50 billion didn't last.
Ooh.
So our friends from UPI report that a Baton Rouge family was surprised to find $50 billion mistakenly deposited to their account.
Sweet.
Darren found out about the $50 billion deposit through his wife, who frantically called him and told him to sit down before showing it to him, a local news station reported. It was crazy just to see what it looked like because I've never seen that many zeros in my life, Darren told the news agency. I wasn't going to keep it. The thing that was most baffling was we don't even know where it came from. We don't know anybody with that kind of money. I wish I did.
Yeah, right.
Anyways, Darren called the bank immediately to report the mistaken deposit and found out what happened, according to Newsweek. The family took screenshots to remember the once-in-a-lifetime error, and the bank reversed the mistake within 4 days, according to the news agency. Recipients of mistaken bank deposits are not allowed to keep the money, the agency has reported. Banks usually spot the error and reverse the transaction, and those who spend the money may face criminal charges for theft of property lost by mistake. So, there you have it.
Don't do it.
Yep, you are on the hook.
Ooh!
Fiddles McGinty!
Oh, look at the cute kitty, kitty, kitty.
Kitty, where's the kitty? Kitty!
Well, authorities in Georgia said they are trying to locate a loose African serval.
Kitty, 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 kitty,
kitty, kitty, kitty.
After the large cat woke a sleeping woman by jumping onto her bed.
Wow.
Christine said she was asleep at home in the historic Brookhaven neighborhood of Atlanta about 6:45 a.m. Wednesday when she was awakened by an unusual presence in her bed.
Oh my.
I felt something jump on my bed and I opened my eyes and it was a large cat on my bed. Ooh. She said her husband David had let their dog out a short time earlier and had left the door open so the canine could come back inside when it was ready.
I see.
But he barricaded the large cat in the bedroom and went around the outside of the house to open a door that leads from the bedroom to the outdoors. He said the serval hissed at him as it exited the home. Well, of course.
Duh.
The Georgia Department of Natural Resources said there have been 3 reported sightings of a serval on the loose in the area in recent days. It's difficult in an urban situation like this because there are so many places to hide. We think it's staying in a relatively small area of the neighborhood, Lieutenant Wayne Hubbard told WGCL-TV.
Wayne! My good friend Wayne!
Servals are wild cats native to Africa. They are legal to keep as exotic pets in Georgia, but owners are required to obtain permits for the animals. The DNR said the serval is believed to have been kept as an illegal pet. No bueno. And that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Fantastic.
Isn't it?
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Do you have a habit of wearing your underwear inside out? Do you accidentally wear your socks on your hands again today? Your wife's bra is a hat? Is the art of clothing application confusing and frustrating for you? Worry no more with Miscellaneous Matchers, the non-revolutionary way to wear clothing. Each article of clothing comes with a color and number matching system that guarantees a fail-proof way to wear your clothing. Each article of clothing also includes a gender-specific pictograph of the human body showing exactly where that article of clothing should be worn. No more bras on your heads, no more socks on your hands. Pick up your Miscellaneous Matchers today, available exclusive at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. Do you want to be part of this derailed, southern fried, tire-thumping, toilet seat-licking, GMO-loaded experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, first, I must find my mouse pointer. There we go. Sportsman, come out and second Gentleman Doug Emhoff. Sure. Plays dad. You, what the hell? You're putting your wine glass on the camera. U.S. Secretary of State Tony Belkin backs global queer rights. An early 1969 radio show for homosexuals forecasts the Stonewall Rebellion. EU leaders slams Hungary's no promo homo show. Has an explosion in the Chicago studio. Band Istanbul Pride marches into a violent police response. And Anheuser-Busch Pride duplicity goes flat at the Stonewall Inn. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyamba Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll our Q-dom in 4 minutes when we return, or whatever the hell we're doing. I don't know what's going on anymore.
Oh, boy.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Use Ajax, bum, bum, the foaming cleanser. Bum, clean pots and pans, just like a whisk.
Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
Use the pain, the elbow tax. When you start cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, bum, bum, the foaming cleanser. Bust the dirt right down the drain.
My gosh, they're right. Foaming action Ajax makes even the dirtiest pan shine like new in a jiffy.
So use Ajax.
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tip. The Elka pudding just so real.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts, mounds don't. Almond Joy's got real milk chocolate, coconut and munchy nuts too. Mounds got deep dark chocolate and chewy coconut. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Peter Paul, Almond Joy's got nuts, Peter Paul, mounds don't. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Joe is going to the bathroom right now.
Milking our
so I thought I'd tell everybody. Bye. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from NullSoft Shoutcast.
Hi, you robot. I got distracted by the kitty.
Hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's yay today, because up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's Florida weather and his world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, no. Yes. Go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverage, biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and world-famous crazy Florida news. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Joe. You're welcome, Anthony.
All right, before we continue, it's time for your SciAmpa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently 79 degrees and thunderstorm with light rain. The humidity is currently 85%, the dew point is 74 degrees, and the visibility is surprisingly 10 miles.
Wow.
It's always 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, a 50% chance of scattered showers and storms, partly cloudy with a low around 77. I should probably read the hazardous weather conditions. There is a hurricane local statement, a flood watch until July 7th, so that's 2 days, a tropical storm warning, and a storm surge warning in effect from July 5th and probably obviously until after July 7th at 4 in the morning. So we have all these. These are all the fun things we have going on. So then let's get to the forecast. And I'm actually going to have to read it real time because it's changed actually over the past like
And I'm sitting here like laughing equally in the background.
All right, so tonight we have a 50% chance of scattered showers and storms before 2 in the morning, then isolated showers and storms after 5 in the morning, with mostly cloudy with a low around 77. On Tuesday, we have an 80% chance of precipitation. There will be a tropical storm conditions will be possible. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm, and then another shower, and a thunderstorm after 11, a thunderstorm before 11 o'clock, and then it's going to rain after 11, it's going to rain before 11, and the storms are going to produce heavy rain, and light rain, and sideways rain, and upside down rain, and sheet rain, and cake rain, and pie rain, and all different kinds of rain, and it's going to be 86 degrees out, which means it's going to be muggy as hell when it's raining. Chance of precipitation 80%. On Tuesday night, tropical storm conditions expected.
Oh my God.
The showers. showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Possibly before 2 a.m., then scattered showers and thunderstorms after 2 a.m. Some of the storms will produce heavy rain, low around 77. Wednesday, some scattered showers and storms. Some more heavy rain. It will be partly sunny with a high near 88. Heat index values as high as 98. 50% chance of precipitation. And then on Wednesday night, 20% chance of showers before 2. Mostly cloudy around 78. And then it really just returns to a normal Florida, a standard Florida forecast. 90s in the day, 70s at upper 70s at night. It's going to rain in the afternoon and fuck up everything. So that's your Tampa weather with all of our wonderful hurricane storm Elsa warnings. So we'll keep you up to date. I mean, I may be working from home on Wednesday. Are you working on Tuesday, Joe? Tuesday evening?
Yes.
Tuesday evening, yes. All right.
I won't be home until 10 p.m. Central, 10:30 p.m. Central.
Okay. Well, that depends. If that might be when it's coming through. So when you get home, text me. I might be up and be up for doing a hurricane broadcast. We'll see what happens. That's your Tampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news. All right. Let's clicky, clicky, blinky, blinky. All right. Remember a few weeks ago when a naked woman terrorized an Outback Steakhouse?
Yes.
Yes, you remember that? Well, the Acala News brings us a story about her ex-husband, the Acala Fire Chief. The Acala Fire Chief, who filed a restraining order against his obviously crazy ex-wife, for short, she went on a naked rampage at a local Outback earlier this month, has been fired from his position.
Oh, no.
Shane was relieved of his duties by the city of Ocala on Friday. An official with the city confirmed to firing him on Sunday and provided a letter explaining the city's decision on Monday. According to a termination of employment letter issued by the assistant city manager, he was fired for his alleged unprofessional conduct on several occasions and a general erosion of trust in the organization by creating a counterproductive and uncomfortable work environment for the city staff. That's pretty shitty. Yeah, the city manager accuses Shane of undermining Ocala City Council and the city manager by having actively campaigned to replace council members so that he could be appointed the city manager. According to the letter, several employees, department heads, and managers attested to his actions. In addition, the city cites an excessive amount of idling time and poorly managed internal grant procedures as concerns. The city of Ocala will now look to fill its third major position in the past year. Open positions, Ocala. Wow. The bar is low.
I just had a show title idea.
What was your show title idea?
50 billion shafts.
Maybe. Put it on the burner. Put it in the notepad.
It's on there.
Put it in the notepad.
And I also have relieved of duties.
I think the original was cracking your shaft.
Cracking your shaft? Let me type it in.
Crack in your shaft.
Crack in.
Crack your in. Shaft. Crack, like crack. Crack,
yeah, yeah,
cocaine.
Crack.
Yeah, crack, crack in. Crack, 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 crack. Could be meth, but we'll go with crack. Crack sounds better. Crack in your shaft. Because meth in your shaft just doesn't roll off the tongue like crack in your shaft. So, I think we already lost two listeners in that last conversation. So. All right, so our next crazy Florida story of the night comes from Yahoo News and tells us about a man who was crazy for some flame-broiled Whoppers.
Ooh.
Yes. Brera police responded to a collision call at a Burger King on Prince Royal Drive the other night. Upon arrival, officers observed that Joseph, 68, was unsteady on his feet, with slurred speech, and unable to maintain focus. Additionally, officers were able to smell alcohol on his breath. The vehicle collision occurred because Joseph drove his semi with attached trailer through the Burger King drive-thru. The citation states that the trailer ran across the front of a vehicle and dragged it back through the drive-thru. My lord. Jeez. My lord. My lord. What idiot tries to go through a drive-thru in a semi-truck? The semi attempted to back up despite striking the vehicle. So now we've run it over, and now we're gonna back up over it to make sure that damn vehicle has been squished and crushed by the semi-trailer. Joseph clearly failed his field sobriety test. While searching his vehicle, two 16-ounce alcoholic beverages were found in a plastic bag on the floor of the passenger seat. Two more 16-ounce beverages were found in another plastic bag in the back of the cabin. Joseph told officers he drank Listerine mouthwash. Don't know what that means, ladies and gentlemen. He was taken to the Baptist Health Hospital, where he refused a blood test. Joseph was charged with first-degree wanton endangerment, which actually, wanton endangerment, I was like, really? Really wanton? I thought it was a typo. First-degree aggravated circumstance, operating a motor vehicle under the influence, and possession of an open alcohol containers in a vehicle. Joseph was transported to the Madison County Detention Center. Does not tell us how much his bail is, but I'm sure it would probably be the winner if we knew what it was.
You know, I got a show title out of that.
All right, what's your show title?
Wrong Way Joseph.
Wrong Way Joseph. All right. Okay, we'll throw that on there. That's another one.
Yes.
Wrong Way Joseph. Wrong Way Joseph. All right, let's...
50 billion shafts, though. I like that one.
That's good, too, yeah.
We got a naked story coming up.
Of course we do.
Sexy.
Of course we do, yes. Yes, we do. All right, our final Enigma news story of the night comes from WFLA, Tampa's News Channel 8, and brings us some naked creepiness, Florida style.
And I didn't know that you can get naked waivers from somebody.
Me neither. Well, and I'm not like I would take it anyway. Clearwater police arrested a man on Monday morning for being naked at a public beach, according to an affidavit. The affidavit states that city employees saw Allen, 64, lying naked on the beach near lifeguard tower number 7. The officer who responded to the scene approached Allen as he was lying on his side and saw that his genitals were exposed. At the time, several civilians were able to see Allen in the state. After being read his rights by the police, Allen admitted to being naked. No shit. No, officer, I'm not naked. That's not my... No. Yeah, what the... Really? I admitted to being naked? Really? But was given permission to do so, saying he was wearing a shirt, but no pants. Allen is a registered sex offender, according to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. In 2001, he was convicted for exposing himself to a minor. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you're tuned into, Shyampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots.
Yeah, it's us.
Be a part of this unique Q studio experience.
That's me and Anthony.
No.
Yes.
Be sure to visit us at shyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And, did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. Chat. But now, go grab your bongs, biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
So, somehow, our show title last week was Naked Unicorn Smurf Object at the Flea Market.
Okay, because, I mean, you know, we talked the Bantless Woman was a while ago.
I know. Yeah. We haven't had a naked... Well, that was naked, but that was, like, weird naked. I guess they're all weird naked, right?
we usually try to make them weird naked. Otherwise, they're just plain naked, and they're just not really that weird.
You know, how do you get permission to be naked if you're a sex offender?
How do you get permission? That's a good question. That's a good question. And if any of our listeners know, give us a call. What's that number, Joe?
813-327-8566. Call us now. Share with us this knowledge of how to get naked as a sex offender at a public beach.
Yeah, Kitty is standing by to answer your call.
Kitty! How's Kitty?
Kitty wants some of these crackers that I'm munching on.
Oh,
but I offered Kitty one, hungry. And Kitty did not want one. Kitty probably has to go to the bathroom.
Right, or Kitty needs attention. Kitty needs tender, loving care of some sort. You notice I notice my lighting is a little
Kitty
low
is
tonight.
Staring at me. You know, my lighting's a little bright, too.
Yours is low and mine is bright. No. Yours is bright and mine is low.
Yeah, that's...
That's the general gist.
Something like that.
Yeah. That's how it's been, you know?
Yeah.
So, do you feel things are back to normal?
How so?
Just in terms of... Are we post-pandemic now? Do you feel that?
It's felt that way in Florida for a while. However, at the new job, it doesn't feel that way.
Really?
We're still required to wear masks. When we're away from our desks, we're required to wear a mask and follow procedures and stuff like that. So currently, it's being slowly phased out, but it's slowly being phased out. So, but I mean, other than that, it doesn't, you know... Florida has felt pretty much post-pandemic for a few months now.
Yeah. Well, I think, too, you kind of mentioned a lot of places people just didn't give a shit. So, but, who knows, you know? I guess that Delta variant is providing a small bump in the number of cases, but I don't think it's anything that... is causing that big of a concern. Right
yeah, I
now.
Mean, I think the biggest issue is just the states with the low vaccinations.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, you know.
Which are places I'll never go.
There you go. So. But yeah, I mean, it seems...
I mean, unless it's a specific localized spot where I know and trust that individual. And that's few and far between.
You a little bit of deliverance there.
Yeah. So I just thought of something. 50 billion shafts relieved of duties. How about that?
Sure, we'll go with that. Kitty that seems fine. Like Kitty's licking her butt, so I think that works.
Well, Kitty's got to keep clean.
Well, Well, apparently. Kitty also likes to fart and act surprises when Kitty
So what
farts.
Do you feed Kitty?
I don't know, dry food and wet food. I'm, like, told to give Kitty this much wet food a day in the morning and the evening and this
Can
much
Kitty
dry
have
food.
Cheese?
I don't know what Kitty... I mean, I've got a bunch of treats for Kitty, so I kind of stick with the treats that were given to me with the Kitty. I don't try to give the Kitty other things. And I don't want to give the Kitty cheese, because I don't want the Kitty shitting all over my house. Do you know what it's like to have a Chihuahua with an explosive diarrhea? I don't.
No, I
but
do not.
I can only imagine, because I've had other dogs that have suffered the same problem, and it's not pretty. And this one has a lot of spunk, so I can see this one just raising hell if it got itself some explosive diarrhea, and my house would be covered in dog shit. So I want to avoid that situation, so I stick with the approved diet for the little thing. I might slip it a little this, you know, I might slip it a cracker or a, you know, a thing every now and then, but, you know. Yeah, no.
A little morsel.
A little morsel, but other than
that's
no.
Good. That's
I wouldn't
good.
Get, I definitely wouldn't give a dog. Cheese. I know what cheese can do to dogs, and I don't want to experience that. My house is nice and clean and in a good place right now. I don't want to have to execute it again. Get the damn priest with the sage through here from the shit explosion from the Chihuahua. The Chihuahua explosion in 2021. Kitty's just lying on the floor staring at me. It just stares at me all the time. Stares
well,
at me constantly.
Kitty provided comedic relief, and that's a great thing.
Kitty's doing something.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So yeah, it's been
shafts.
It's been an interesting show.
They're always interesting shows. Come on.
That's true.
At the end of the day, even the weird shows are interesting.
This is true.
Even the sad shows are interesting.
I don't think we have too many sad shows.
No, I don't think so. But thanks to your mother for joining us tonight in the chat room and joining us.
Thank you, your mother.
All the listeners that are tuned in right now, including the two that dropped out at some point.
Well,
whoever you are, thank
you.
We're
not everyone's thing, you know. Sometimes it works out that way.
That's true. Aw, is that the ugly lights coming on?
That is the ugly lights.
Ugly lights.
And I think the Chihuahua's got a poop. So, yes, the Chihuahua's giving me this look. Like, do you like your carpeting? Because if you do,
did hear the word cheese?
You better get me outside too. So, hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on and the studio windows seem to be rattling. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Oh, yeah, we hired the crazy People R Us installers to come out and install special Viper dampeners, Anthony. They're going to work great at just $2 that I picked up from the $2 miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you anything unless you have another dollar. You'll love it, Anthony, I promise. Anyway, glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony Show, either tonight or on a recast you picked up here on Champa Radio, or one of the many places our show is carried.
Katie keeps staring at me. You can make your commute more commutable with weekday rush hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern and traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. And be sure to catch classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Food and Labor at noon on the weekend, and hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
You know, with what Anthony just said, since your device is already tuned in, just keep it perpetually embellished in programming with extra added Technique audio procedures. How do you do this, you ask? Well, it's easy. Just keep any one of your devices perpetually tuned in to Champa Radio. That's right. Maybe it's in the den, or maybe the kitchen, or maybe the bathroom to cover up those unsightly sounds. You know they happen. Whatever the case may be, just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org. Go there now for a complete listening experience. It's true.
Is it now?
It is. I have to say. Because if it's not, then it's just a sad
thing.
It's not a worthwhile thing of value, and I don't want that. I don't think you want that.
We don't
want
to push crap. We don't push crap.
No.
That's why we strongly support the Dollar Miscellaneous Corporation.
Yes.
They might sell crap.
You have
but
to have another dollar, because it's a dollar.
It's a dollar miscellaneous, yeah. Absolutely. Right. So, in this great country of gods, Jesus, and guns.
And Walmarts.
And fried chicken.
Where I couldn't use my gift card today because I don't know why. They don't know what they're doing. I don't know.
Have you checked the balance on it? Is there a balance on it?
Well, no. It's like never been used.
Well, try calling in. Maybe it's never been activated.
I don't think you have to activate these. It's the ones you print out on the printer.
Huh. I don't know. Good luck on that one.
Thank you.
Yeah, Walmart's always a fun trip. That's generally why I try to avoid it at all costs.
But even without it, it was a cheap experience. It was a decent. I ate all those pies except for one. I have cherry left.
Someone's going to have the shits tomorrow. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We may be back next Monday. Check out our blog at Chiampa.org. And if you're interested in recasting our show, please contact us at playus@Chiampa.org. And remember, folks, don't go driving the wrong way through a Burger King after you got fired for lying naked on the beach after your wife had a breakdown. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with you for Under Saunders.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an
Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit Shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You are listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.